Only the shepherds cared. In the fields where the boy David had led his flock, shepherds keeping watch by night talked together of the promised Savior and prayed for his coming. And an angel of the Lord came upon them. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. At these words, visions of glory filled the minds of the listening shepherds. The Deliverer has come. Power, exaltation, triumph, are associated with his coming. But the angel prepared them to recognize their Savior in poverty and humiliation. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. The heavenly messenger had quieted their fears. He had told them how to find Jesus. He had given them time to become accustomed to the divine radiance. Then the whole plain was lighted up with the bright shining of the hosts of God. Earth was hushed, and heaven stooped to listen to the song. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Oh, that today the human family could recognize that song. The note then struck will swell to the close of time, and resound to the ends of the earth. As the angels disappeared, the shadows of night once more fell on the hills of Bethlehem. But the brightest picture ever beheld by human eyes remained in the memory of the shepherds. They said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. Departing with great joy, they made known the things they had seen and heard. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Heaven and earth are no wider apart today than when shepherds listen to the angel's song. Angels from the courts above will attend the steps of those in the common walks of life. In the story of Bethlehem is hidden the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. We marvel at the Savior's sacrifice in exchanging the throne of heaven for the manger. Human pride stands rebuked in his presence. Yet this was but the beginning of his condescension. It would have been an almost infinite humiliation for the Son of God to take man's nature even when Adam stood in innocence in Eden. But Jesus accepted humanity when the race had been weakened by 4,000 years of sin. Like every child of Adam, he accepted the results of the working of the law of heredity. These results were shown in the history of his earthly ancestors. He came with such a heredity to share our temptations and give us the example of a sinless life. Satan hated Christ. He hated him who pledged himself to redeem sinners. Yet into the world where Satan claimed dominion, God permitted his Son to come, a helpless babe, subject to the weakness of humanity, to meet life's peril in common with every soul, to fight the battle as every child of humanity must fight it, at the risk of failure and eternal loss. The heart of the human father looks into the face of his little child and trembles at the thought of life's peril. He longs to shield him from temptation and conflict. To meet a bitterer conflict and more fearful risk, God gave his only begotten Son. Herein is love. Wonder, O heavens! And be astonished, O earth!